can pick a fight, popping pills all through the night. We got ways to, I suppose that's the way the water flows. Yeah, that's the way the story goes. Sometimes, just sometimes.
Jerry Cinnamon at Radio X. The brilliant Jerry Cinnamon.
Just sometimes.
And sometimes, obviously, 7:30. It's Monday morning, April 28th, 2025. Ooh. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank Johnny Vaughan for that lovely song.
It's very musical.
I didn't mention it in the last link because I was traumatised by the whole Churchill dog. We're talking about an advert from like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
But yes, thanks to Johnny for that lovely Guess Who's Back song. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I can't wait to hear what we've got later on. Unless they only did one. And then we'll just play that one again. That's how it works.
That's
right.
How it works.
You got letters?
I've got a few.
Let's go.
Letters. We get letters. We get back and back of letters.
Oh, letters. We get letters. And the letters all have
stars. Now, do you remember this? Because I'm not sure I do. This has been sent in from M&S, by the way. Morning, M&S. The best things come to those who wait, Chris. And wow, is this worth the wait? Let us take you back to last summer when the M&S OG Big Daddy was hailed the UK version of the viral Dubai chocolate. And now, yes, today we're thrilled to introduce you to the Big Daddy pistachio. Does that mean anything to you?
Sort of, kind of, not really.
Do you remember that?
I remember the Dubai chocolate thing, because you talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Do you like pistachios?
I don't mind them.
Anyone love pistachios? Okay. Yeah. The chunky chocolate bar of dreams. We've taken all the layers that you love about the OG.
It's a chocolate bar made of your dreams?
Yes,
of course. Jeepers, I don't want that, Dom.
Don't
want
to see that.
It's got no wrapper.
Oh, I'd take a long time to get through them. That's all I'm saying.
It's naked.
What does that mean?
Very thick and... including M&S's thick signature creamy milk chocolate.
What do you mean it's a bit thick? If we're referring to your dreams, what do you dream about?
It's dense. There's a lot going on.
So what happens in your dreams?
I have weird dreams a lot.
Yeah.
Generally about celebrities. I was scuba diving with Jamie Redknapp in a swimming pool two nights ago. Don't know why.
Wow.
I don't know why I was. But it's the first time I've been scuba diving. He was an instructor.
Jamie Redknapp.
He was teaching me how to scuba dive in a swimming pool in probably Peterborough, actually, where I went to school.
Right.
Fun.
What swimming pool would it have been in Peterborough?
The Deepings Leisure Centre swimming pool.
Oh, and were you in the deep end?
Mm. You have to be in the deep end to scuba dive.
Of course.
Otherwise, yeah. Of course. You're just swimming. Anyway, some chocolate.
Would you not start in the shallow end and then when you got more confident, move down the
pool?
I guess
put your face in, don't you, to get used to your face in and stuff.
Yeah.
But he was very good, I have to say.
That's good.
But he wasn't wearing Skechers. he let himself go there. Let himself
go. Do you think Jamie Redknapp does wear Skechers?
Well, when he came in, he was wearing Skechers.
Stop it.
I checked.
Was he?
Yes.
So on brand. Yes. Like David Beckham.
Do you think he has to? I wonder if he signed something.
I think he has to. Isn't it like when Jamie Oliver, he did a Sainsbury's ad, didn't he, for quite a few years? But he wasn't allowed in any other supermarket. That was the rumour I heard.
Really?
So if he spotted Waitrose, it was like a big alarm went off. That's what I heard. So anyway, thanks, M&S. There's some nice chocolate there. Now, I've been sent some postcards, which I don't approve of, from Cap Dag.
Oh.
Which is in France.
Oh, well, hello.
She's wearing too much of that one.
There's a lovely lady there.
Hi, Dom. It was great to meet you last week here in Cap Dag.
We knew it.
We were both picking our plots for our new apartments.
Picking you what?
Picking our plots.
I bet they were.
I can't believe we're going to be neighbours. How exciting. We're huge fans of the legendary Chris Moyle show, which we can listen to out here on the Global app. We can go jogging on the beach again, Dom. That was fun. As you like to say, feel the burn. I haven't met you. I didn't say that. Say hi to everybody else. Lots of love. Until next time. From your friends Irish Al and Erin. And Al's a wrong'un. So right. Al has found what can only be described as a blow-up lady.
Right.
And has put my face on the blow-up lady and had pictures taken.
What?
And then
do they really live in Cap Deck?
Building plot. Yeah.
Oh.
It's lovely.
Not you.
It's not me, James, sure. Because I was here with Toby doing a radio show.
How do you feel about that, Dom?
Well, I feel, you know, victimised and violated. Thank you, violated.
That's not a trend that starts.
No, James.
That's a lot of effort that he's gone to.
Isn't it, though?
To get a blow-up lady.
Yeah.
I love how you wouldn't say doll, but you say the word lady.
Well, I just wanted to make
it respectful. You want to be respectful. To inflatable females.
To our inflatable friends, you've got to be respectful.
And then he's put a picture of you over the face of the doll, and then he's taking it to a sign for a brand new nudist village set of apartments in Cap Dag.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of effort.
It is a lot of effort there.
There's a new nudist village.
Yeah. Le Cap Dag Village Naturiste.
Yeah.
It's Vibes Resort.
Of course it is.
Vibes, of course it is every
getting
day.
All the vibes.
Every day will be vibes. Thanks, Irish Al and Erin.
Where's Erin from?
Doesn't say.
I wonder if they brought you back or they left you out.
I hope. Do you know what? Genuinely, I hope they brought it back. Mm. Otherwise, I'm currently in a building plot in Cap Dag as an inflatable woman. That's not good, is it?
Mm.
That's not good. But thank you very much for the postcard. I do think, as Chris says, you went to a little bit too much effort, I have to say.
Well done.
Yeah, well done.
Are you... Do you want more postcards when people go on holiday?
I love postcards when people go on holiday.
Yeah, so if you're going on holiday this year...
Now is the time.
Grab us a postcard, send it to us, and we'll read it on the show.
Absolutely.
And don't forget, you can listen to The Chris Moore Show when you're on your holes on Global Player, the official Radio X app that works in almost every country apart from the ones where it's blocked.
That's it. It's only North Korea it's blocked, I think, isn't it?
Well, North Korea and...
is there another one?
Rotherham.
Yes, that's it.
China.
It's one of the two.
China.
Here's a nice letter. Hi, everyone. Long-time listener, first-time writer. I used to listen to Early Breakfast at the old place, 1997.
Jeepers.
I'm not selling anything. I haven't got an Instagram page. I just thought I'd write to tell you how brilliant the show is and say thank you for making me laugh. You've helped me through some proper low times, and for that, I'm very grateful. Couldn't just send a letter, so I've sent you some key rings. Chris, as a fellow Back to the Future fan...
Yeah.
You've got an out-of-time number plate key ring.
Thanks.
Which is nice for all your keys.
Thank you very much. And I'll go on the prize... Wheel of Prizes?
No.
Nope.
You'll keep that, won't you? Now, James, you've been sent a lovely crane.
Yes.
Because you like cranes.
There you go.
That's good.
That's good.
Prizes.
Oh, wow.
That's an excavator, Dom. Thank you.
And finally...
I'm reading the back of the instructions for this key ring.
Yeah.
And it says...
Place keys on ring.
No, it says, please retain packaging for future reference.
What do you mean?
I don't know. So we're going to have to keep the packaging of this forever.
Oh.
And if you ever want to know about something in the future, I think you ask the packaging and it
tells
you.
Really? Why would you want to do that?
No idea.
They've sent me a golf club and a ball, golf ball.
Yep.
Which is lovely. Thanks very much. Captain has a skateboard because he likes skating and cool dude stuff.
Thanks very much.
Oh, there he is.
And Pippa.
Yes.
You've been sent a wonderful green sparkly heart. Because you're
Don't say that word on the show.
Because you're going to heart.
But it's green.
But this is a green heart.
So I can take it with me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's lovely. Thank you.
Anyway, they're
have
not
you,
much...
Have you not changed your mind on that? I was hoping while I was off last week you might have changed your mind.
Oh, no.
Right.
Do you know what? For me...
Yeah.
It's a little bit like Trent Alexander-Arnold. We don't know whether he's going to stay at Liverpool or go to Real Madrid.
Right.
So, do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, she's going to Real Madrid.
Oh, yeah. Are you going
to Real Madrid?
No,
she's going. Like, flights are booked.
Right.
She's got accommodation. Yeah, that's a done deal.
Oh, I was hoping for a U-turn.
Yeah, it's irreversible.
Is it irreversible now? Oh. What about Trent? Do you reckon he'll stay or not?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
Do you think he'll stay? Oh, I hope so. That's Mark in Lichfield. Thank you very much, Mark. That's a nice thing. And we'll pass the skateboard on to Captain as well, who will like that very much, I'm sure. That concludes the letters. We do need a bit more stuff in. As Chris was saying, postcards would be excellent. Or you can email things to dom@radiox.co.uk. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to send some bulky stuff, you can send bulky stuff as long as it's good stuff.
Bulky stuff?
To this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne. The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London, WC2H, 7LS.
Do you want to hear that Johnny Vaughan thing again?
Yeah, shall we?
The thing that he did, a little song he did for us.
Clock Off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4. Hey, guys. Guess who's back? Ooh, back again. Ooh, guess who's back? Ooh, back again. Ooh,
Now, when I record my messages for Johnny's show,
yeah,
it's always I record them with Captain Crackbeard, and I'll be like, "Wait, blah 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 blah. Tomorrow we got this on the show. Oh, Johnny, make sure you listen. Whatever. See you tomorrow."
Yes,
and often Captain goes, "That's a little bit long. That one. That's a little bit long. That was 14 seconds.
Yeah,
this is like a minute of Johnny going." Oh,
are you okay?
Oh.
He's back.
What do you want us to do?
Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Yep. Apparently, mine are too long sometimes.
Yeah, that is a problem.
I make a good point, Captain.
I mean, sure.
Guess who's back?
He's almost the Churchill dog.
Moilsy, yeah. That's who.
Okay, meanwhile, on the 4 till 6.
Anyway, yes, I am back, and Johnny Vaughan is also back. Toby Tarrant is back at 10. Now, is he going to be drunk? Oh, he wasn't in Liverpool last night, was he?
He was, yeah.
Did he stay in Liverpool?
No, he's back.
Okay, all right. So we're all back at Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
And we'll be back after this.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
We need to talk. I just can't go back to the same hotel again this summer. I see the staff there more than my own parents.
Come on, we know what we're getting. And nobody makes cocktails like Alejandro.
Too late, I've already started looking.
But we love the pool.
This one has 4. Told you so.
Just don't tell Alejandro.
With 37,000 hotels worldwide to choose from, we've got your somewhere new covered. That's the power of Love Holidays. Protected.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Rollback is back at Asda. With thousands of prices, roll back across the store and online. Including beef stir-fry strips, 300 grams, was £4.70, now just £4.18.
And for recipes the whole family will love.
Like my delicious sizzling beef fajita pasta. Search Joe Wick's Meal Picks at Asda.com.
Helping you make your midweek meals for less. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Este es un anuncio de radio de Hiscox Business Insurance que pretende mostrarle ciertos riesgos y peligros de los que Hiscox Business Insurance puede ayudarle a protegerse. If your business gets blamed by a client for a mistake, like accidentally recording the radio ad in the wrong language, Hiscox could help protect you. The story of your business, underwritten by Hiscox Business Insurance. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject to policy eligibility terms and conditions.
Bring your pensions together into one easy-to-manage online plan with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get more time to pay with VeriPay. Buy now and pay up to 12 months later. And nothing to pay at checkout. Search VeriPay today. Veri. Let's make it sparkle.
Representative 44.9% APR variable. VeriPay credit provided subject to credit and account status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18+.
Johnny Vaughan.
Queen used to wake up with this every morning. She's had her own personal Piper.
Yeah. Why was that?
I don't know. What if she just pressed his head, it stopped? I've pressed snooze.
He's been snooze.
Excuse me, Mom. Am I on snooze? Oh. You're on snooze.
Clock Off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This afternoon from 4.
With British Airways Holidays. Choose from over 40 European
European destinations from London Gatwick.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
There once was a man called Chris. His radio show was pure bliss. He spins the decks on Radio X, a show that you'd hate to miss.
Radio X.
It's all in the timing and the delivery of a limerick like that, which Paul fails miserably. It's 7:45. Good morning, everybody. It's the Chris Miles Show. And Pippa has a weekend roundup quiz type thingy, which we'll do next after the White Stripes. Stripes fell in love with a girl. On today's show, Tom Hardy will be on talking to Dominic Byrne.
Oh, that's right, Dominic Byrne,
yes. Do you get him to do it? Do you go, yeah, do the voice. Go on, Tom, do the voice.
No.
I wouldn't have asked him to do the voice. He would have punched me in the face.
So we'll do that in less than an hour, just after 8:30, if you're a fan of Tom Hardy, and who isn't. And if you are, you'd never admit it in front of him, would you?
Exactly right.
And then tomorrow on the show, the Reverend Richard Coles is coming on.
Yeah, great. I've never met him.
I was about to say I've never met him either, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I haven't met him.
Yeah, is he? Yeah,
I stumbled across a photo the other day. Don't ask me how.
How? Sorry,
I was searching for a picture of somebody, and then I found a picture of them with me.
Right.
Oh.
And then I'm like, when's that from? And it was from a photo agency. And then I fell down a rabbit hole of going, oh, there's another photo of me. And then I ended up looking at photos of me from through the years. And I found a photograph. Now, if you'd have said this to me, I'd have gone, you're making this up.
Right.
It's me, Pete Tong and James Blunt. The three of us.
From when?
What a trio.
No, from years ago. Because Pete Tong and James Blunt, I think, were pally.
Right.
They see my beatery.
I was going to say, there must have been a beatery thing. Were you out there?
Anyway, there's a picture of the three of us.
Right.
Which...
What a great trio.
We continue.
Ha, pala, ha.
Yeah.
Welcome to the weekend. Ha, pala, ha.
You must have... I mean, that's a great little meeting.
So I don't think I've met Richard Coles before, but
who knows?
I do want to talk to him about, as well as many other things, obviously, like Jesus and stuff, but also the fact that he plays a very mean piano for the communards.
Such a great...
Anyway, he'll be on the show tomorrow.
Pippa's Weekend Roundup quiz type thingy on Radio X.
Bum, bum, bum.
I found that photo. You're wearing a cravat.
Wow.
You're wearing a little cravat.
Hey,
Hang on.
And that photo of you, Pete and James.
You with Pete Tong.
Am I asleep?
And James Blunt, and you're wearing a cravat.
Yeah. Oh, it looks very smart.
Are you sure it's not like a neckerchief?
Well, I don't think I know the difference.
Am I wearing it in an ironic way?
I don't think so. It's like a little silk thing, just tied loosely at the front underneath your leather
jacket. I love
a
cravat. I love that.
Looks very nice.
No idea.
When I was seven, and the jacket.
When I was 17, there were four of us, and we'd wear denim jacket, jeans, same colour, double denim, brown suede shoes, and a red cravat. And we thought we looked really cool.
And you did.
We didn't.
You sound like a precursor to Bros.
Yeah. That was weird. It was like we were in a weird sort of country band.
Anyway, right.
Sorry.
Shall I carry on?
I don't know. Yes, I think so.
I want to see the photo.
So, various bits and bobs have happened over the weekend and the week just gone whilst you've been off. So we've got one slightly older clip in there. We've got three of them, although there was lots that happened, but I've chosen three.
Yeah.
We've got an audio clue relating to each story. So the first one of you to put the two together wins some points.
Okay.
Excellent.
When you're ready, play clip number one. You
gotta roll. It's Oasis. Roll with it.
But this is about a sandwich, though. It's about having a big roll.
It's about Oasis. Noel Gallagher.
It is.
Yeah.
And
about Noel Gallagher.
And is
very large. Upset that he...
Sandwich.
That Man City didn't win the league. It's about Noel Gallagher.
And
Liam Gallagher.
Yes.
Yes. And they've been seen together.
They're like mates.
They have been seen together.
They've been seen together. Yes.
And Liam has come out and said they're getting on really, really well.
You just totally made that up.
No, I didn't. He's tweeted or something and said, we're getting on great.
So something specific happened a few days ago.
It was someone's birthday.
And there's been a lot of...
They went paddle together.
They played crazy golf.
Yeah.
They played each other in a weird play.
At a rehearsal. Had a little rehearsal, didn't they?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Do you know what? That'll do.
That'll do it.
What?
That'll do, Donkey.
They've met up and they've had a rehearsal and they're getting on really well.
It's sort of that.
Then they played paddle.
So it's not that.
So Noel and Liam met up at a place in North London recently.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
To do a top secret set that's going to be shown in a promotional film for their upcoming tour. So it's the first time they've actually played together for a long, long time. And apparently the neighbours complained about the racket because they were too loud.
No, they didn't. That's absolutely made up. No, they didn't at all.
A source said
no.
Noel and Liam drove one of the neighbours mad with the noise.
No, they didn't.
It's a soundproof studio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Apparently a resident next door came out and said they needed to turn the bass down.
Yeah, no, they didn't. Absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
I don't believe that.
It's really 2025. We're still making up quotes.
Yeah,
but this is North London. Do you know what I mean? The building had been locked down and the staff had been sworn to secrecy about the brothers getting back together for the hush
It was so top secret, we don't have any information about it, so we're going to make up a quote about a neighbour complaining about the noise.
Yeah.
So as well as promoting the tour, it was also part of their Adidas campaign, because you know they're kind of the faces of Adidas.
My Adidas.
So, yeah.
Wow.
What are you showing us on the screen, James?
That's reportedly the club where they were, called the Mild May Club. It's like an old worker men's club.
It looks like the Phoenix Club.
It does, doesn't it?
It's amazing.
It's cool.
It's like our old school hall.
All right, well done, Dom. You get the points.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done. Although you did get quite a few, but yeah, you've both
got... I probably got 100 for that.
Imagine. Okay, number two.
Blue.
Yes.
Old Rise.
Yes.
Oh, it's about Dominic Byrne taking them tablets.
You've got a point.
Blue are back. Never went away, really.
No, it's called... It's about Rise.
Rise.
No, it's about blue.
Yes.
It's about blue. It's about...
The colour blue, though.
The colour blue.
The colour blue.
The colour blue.
Because blue is the colour.
Blue.
And football is the game.
Yes, it is.
It's about football, isn't it?
Chelsea.
It is about football.
Yes.
And it's about the colour blue.
It's about blue. Not Chelsea,
Man City?
Though.
Is it a Man City story?
Something happened over the weekend.
Somebody swore.
Right.
No.
No, it's a colour blue.
Oh.
Somebody.
Oh, now. This is to do with boxing. Am I right?
Go on.
Am I right? Conor Ben... Oh, I'm not. Okay, fine. All right.
No, it's to do with football.
It's to do with football. Okay. Damn it.
A prank happened regarding the colour blue and Liverpool.
Really?
Do you know what it is?
Somebody set off a blue flare.
Oh, you're going to get the points for it.
What? Who did that?
So an Everton fan
pulled
off a masterstroke prank. He bought 1,000 flares, I think it was about 1,000, and then rebranded them all to say they were Liverpool red flares, and then sold them or gave them away to a load of Liverpool fans on the way in the stadium. So when they started letting them off,
that is brilliant. Have you beat this?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, heavy bleeping.
Oh, there's a video of them setting off the flares. They realise they blew and they just dropped them.
He's trying to kick it and put it out.
Apparently he bought 10,000 blue flares.
Oh, it's worth it.
Spent the last 4 weeks taking the labels.
I mean, that's the nearest they'll get to a Premier League title. So, it really is. I love
that level of prank.
Have some fun.
Wonderful.
That's commitment.
Whoever did that, well done.
So there's like photos of the crowd and just spaced out.
You imagine you set it off and you realise it's blue and your mate's like, what are you doing? You're like, I didn't know. Why are you saying the blue? No, I didn't. It said Liverpool on it. Great. Well done.
I mean, that's fun, isn't it?
We've got time for one more?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Number three. Fun House.
Yes.
With Hot Sharp.
Yes.
Fun House. It's a whole lot of fun. Prizes to be won. It's a real crazy show where anything goes.
What about Funhouse?
It's coming back.
It's a board game. It's never coming back.
What do you associate with Funhouse?
Pat Sharp.
The twins.
Oh, I know! The Australian twins!
Yes!
Yes!
Oh. It's been about a week now.
I actually said to Dominic this morning, whilst I was off last week, did you and Toby do the story about the twins? And he goes, no, what are you talking about?
He did want to, yeah, he mentioned
right.
Yeah.
And it is beautiful. Mm. Can we do this after the news when we've got some time?
I agree, yeah.
Now, if you've seen it, you know what I'm about to say.
I still haven't seen this, but...
Okay, if you haven't, please, please, please don't switch off. I'll do it right after the 8 o'clock news, which is next.
Right.
So... there was a story in Australia on the news. There was a car incident.
Yeah, carjacking, yeah.
And there was a fellow with a gun gets out the car and starts waving it around.
Right.
And there was a woman, she went, ah! And she was with her daughters, and her daughters are twins. They're grown-up women.
Mm.
They're identical twins. Mm. You know, the kind of identical twins that wear the same clothes. The kind of identical twins that finish each other's sentences. Oh. The kind of identical twins that talk exactly the same words at exactly the same time. And then they just ran this news story in Australia, but I don't think they realised just quite what gold they had. And it went, they posted it, and they didn't even post it going, hey, look at these two, it's hilarious. They posted it going, oh, here's an eyewitness account of quite a serious incident.
Yeah. Right.
And the world went, hold on. Are we all ignoring the fact that these two women are talking at exactly the same time? It is beautiful.
Oh, great.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
They've since been interviewed by the TV channel about their fame.
Are they good?
And even in that video, they talk at the same time and finish each other's sentences.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And also, they seem a little bit befuddled by the whole thing. They don't really understand it.
Because that's just them normal. Talking.
Yeah.
When I say this clip will blow your mind, Dom.
Right.
You'll want to watch it again as soon as it finishes.
Okay.
And if you haven't heard it, I'm talking to everyone listening.
Okay.
Please don't switch off. You're going to love it.
I can't wait.
So
they're going to be on Big Brother within a year, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
No, they'll be gone. They're done. Their 15 minutes is over. So is that a draw?
It's a draw.
Yeah.
First weekend roundup quiz type thingy on Radio X.
Did I manage to convince you to not give it to Dominic then by saying, is it a draw?
Yeah.
Good, that's great. Hey, I win again.
The Chris Miles Show.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of April. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC. Until 5th of October, subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
Can we turn the heating up?
Put another layer on.
Dad, I need a phone.
Just use your sister's.
Dad, can we go on holiday? I found this website.
We can't afford that. Ooh.
Another drink, sir.
Leave the tray.
With spread the cost options and deposits from just £25 per person, your dream break is within reach. That's the power of Love Holidays. Atoll protected.
At AJ Bell, we're all about making investing easy. It's why Which? Rate nobody higher than us for ease of use. So easy, anyone can invest. Your mum, your nan, a nun's nan, a nun's nan's mum, a man named Ron, Dom, a dog named Dom, or a tomcat called Tom, a baker, a banker, a waiter, a tank engineer, even someone called Barry.
Hello.
Yes, an actual Barry. Can invest easily with AJ Bell. AJ Bell, feel good investing. The value of your investments can go down as well as up.
It's true. It's all true.
What's true? Why are you so out of breath?
The mini sale event offers on all available models.
I can't believe it.
Even John Cooper Works.
Wait.
And there's going to be finance contributions on top of existing offers.
Are you serious?
The mini sale event. Breathtaking offers 8th to the 12th of May.
Applicable to new mini vehicles available in stock. Ordered 8th to 12th of May and registered by 30th of June 2025. Visit mini.co.uk/sale event.
Radio X. News update. Next.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with PeakSave, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11am and 4pm. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Right, I will play this audio of the Australian twins. It is just beautiful. It is like, you're going to love it. And if you know what I'm talking about, then great. And if you don't, trust me, after the news, we'll blow your mind with this. Dominic Burns has got your news spot on weather. It's 2 minutes past eight.
From Global's newsroom, vigils have been held across Vancouver overnight to honour those killed after a car was driven into a crowd at the weekend. 11 people died and dozens more were injured when it happened at a street festival in the Canadian city on Saturday. Here's the country's Prime Minister, Mark Carney.
I would like to offer my deepest condolences and my wishes for strength and compassion in this tragic time. I know that I join all Canadians in mourning with you.
Police say a man has now been charged. In other news, the sister of Ruth Perry says planned changes to Ofsted inspections are not the radical reform needed. Professor Julia Waters, whose sister took her own life after her school was downgraded in 2023, is joining education leaders in criticising the suggested reforms. Ofsted has been consulting on plans to scrap the one-word judgment. More than a quarter of people are said to be worried they might lose their job because of AI. ACAS says companies should set out clear policies saying how the technology will be used. And the London Marathon is now officially the biggest in the world. More than 56,000 crossed the finish line near Buckingham Palace yesterday.
I got so much support here today. It's like nothing else, honestly.
It was very tough out there today with the heat and everything. But yeah, I just feel really super proud to finish.
It beats the previous record that was set in New York.
Sport.
Liverpool manager Arne Slot has praised the culture of the club after winning the Premier League title in his first season. They confirmed themselves as champions yesterday with a 5-1 win at home to Spurs. Slot arrived at Anfield last summer to take over from Jurgen Klopp. He says their success will take a while to sink in.
Very, very happy, of course, but to a certain extent also quite unreal. Because you've worked so hard for this moment to happen, and when it then does happen, it needs some time for you to truly feel it.
Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says he won't use FA Cup success to mask a disappointing season. They reached the final of the competition with a 2-0 win against Nottingham Forest. They'll play Crystal Palace in the final next month. And Arsenal produced a comeback to reach the Women's Champions League final for the first time in 18 years. They overturned a 2-1 deficit against Lyon in their home leg to win 5-3 on aggregate. They'll now face holders Barcelona, who knocked out Chelsea 8-2 overall.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Sunny spells and feeling warm for much of the UK. There could be some rain later in the northwest, but temperatures getting up to 24 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody! I don't know why I said that in that annoying voice. Good morning, everybody. It's the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X.
It's a man, actually, Derek.
No, thank you. Right. So, lots to tell you if you just woken up, if you've just joined us. Where have you been? We started at 6.30 this morning. Tom Hardy is on the show. It's on tape. Don't turn up outside the building.
Oh, yeah.
Who's not here?
A couple of weeks ago, in fact.
Dominic interviewed Tom Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it went, but we'll all find out together, and we'll do that in about 20 minutes or so.
Yep.
Before that, the Australian twins. So, if you haven't seen this, James, you've seen it.
I have.
Pippa's seen it. Mm. Dom hasn't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Captain Crapbeard?
I have seen it.
You have seen it.
Good morning.
So is it good morning, by the way?
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you seen it? Good morning, by the way.
Thank you. Good morning.
So I'm scrolling on social media and I see this new story about it was either a carjacking or a car accident.
It says a reported carjacking that involved their own mum.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And this guy comes out and he's waving a gun around and they're like, ah! So they leg it.
Mm.
And the Australian News Channel interviews the daughters of the mum.
Right.
And they happen to be twins.
Yeah.
And what they get is nothing but gold.
Yeah.
So they're identical twins. You can see them on the screen. You're going to hear the clip now, everybody. And nope. It is beautiful.
They're called Bridget and Paula Powers.
It's also worth saying they're wearing...
Paula Powers?
Bridget and
they're
Paula.
Wearing identical clothing as well as looking identical.
Yeah. So I'll just play you the clip because you're going to love it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Australian twins.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum. And he went up there, and he was coming back down towards us, and he goes, run, he's got a gun.
Whoa.
Our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, mum, where's mum? And poor mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood
all over his face, and he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And mum distracting him to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And mum ran into the bush
behind the fence. And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you. All I was thinking about when we were running,
I hope he doesn't fire.
Yeah, we were so blessed.
How close to him do you think you were?
Well, see, he was up there
and we were past our
when
you
driveway. You don't think of all of that at the time.
No, you just run for your life.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
That's fascinating.
Just beautiful.
They're sharing a brain, aren't they?
It's so perfect that when they do say the word wrong, you kind of think, oh, you messed up there.
Yeah.
And he was going to, because one of them was going to say, fire the gun, and the other one's going to say, shoot the gun. And she goes, yeah. He was going to, shh. And the other one goes, fire.
Fire.
Wow.
I think the only way they get differently, they say run for your lives and run for your safety at the end.
Yeah.
Any time they say
that's incredible.
And then you just see a nudger like that going, you stupid cow. So run for your lives.
Come on. Yeah.
He got it wrong.
It's like they're reading off auto cue or something, isn't it?
It is.
It's incredible.
It is unbelievable,
it really
isn't it?
Is.
But here's my, I have a million questions. First of all, how one person would look at that top and go, that's the shirt for me, let alone two, yeah, is beyond me.
What is that?
It's like bunnies.
I guess it's Easter, isn't it?
Still. Secondly, they have identical hair.
Yeah.
As in, you know, like yeah, they're just out of a salon.
That's it.
Because there are cynics as well saying that it's, like, you know, that it's an act, but
no,
it isn't.
It's not.
They
no,
do it all the time.
But also, now I know they're twins and I know this happens. Ooh. Correct. 3 points. Ooh, thank you.
Thank you.
That was you.
It's me sending something else.
But do they not get annoyed that the other one is talking at the same time that they are?
Yeah, but it's
so, like, Pippa, if you ask me and Dom a question, we would, you know,
speak.
I would stop when you were talking.
Absolutely, yeah, right.
So if you ask us a question.
Okay, what are you having for dinner tonight?
Oh, it's a good question.
I was going to, yeah.
I might. I'm thinking
probably you will have fish, pasta or something
pasta,
like that.
Probably.
Sorry.
No, I was going to.
Yeah, you.
I might have.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they don't seem bothered by it. Do they even
hear it? It's that, isn't it? That's what they're doing.
They love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they've been interviewed since about the fact that we went viral.
Yeah.
And we've got that audio as well. Do you want to hear that?
Well, it just happens and we don't know why, but we have tried to talk separately, but we're not ourselves. It's not us. And it's very hard. And yeah, and we don't care about the critics. We're told, we tell people, if you can't stand listening to us, simply just switch off the TV.
Wow.
I love it.
Is there one who's slightly more in charge, do you think? Do you think the one on the left... Now, I don't know if that's Paula or the other lady.
I'm going to say they're
Bridget.
Equal.
Bridget.
I don't know if that... Oh, okay.
And then, of course, a guy on TikTok who then dresses up as the twins. And they did their version of it.
Ant and Dec also did one.
Yeah,
did they?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Man.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
They help animals preserve their habitats.
Ant and Dec do.
Do they? As well as doing Britain's Got Talent.
They're busy boys, aren't they?
Well,
they don't stop.
Imagine talking at the same time as someone else and saying exactly the same things. How do they do that?
Yeah, all right, thanks very much.
Very good. Very good.
Isn't that fascinating?
That is amazing.
Can I hear it one more? I've got to hear it again. Let's have a look at the text. I mean, if you've not heard it before, it's just brilliant, isn't it?
Because you said this earlier, there's a really serious news article, because it's a serious story.
Yes, of course, yeah.
It's a news anchor just going, oh, and here's a clip coming up without preparing anyone for it.
But the guy who went down to do the report, it's obviously like, you know, oh, can we do a report for the TV? Yes. Okay, that's great. We're recording? Mm. Yeah, can I just get your name? Lovely. So what did you see? Well, he must have been there going, oh, my God.
This is incredible.
This is gold. This is just gold. Mm. All right, let me hear them again. I want to hear it again.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there, and he was coming back down towards us, and he goes, run, he's got a gun.
That's amazing.
Oh, our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, mum, where's mum? And but poor mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because Bridget leads, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Huh? Bridget leads.
I think so.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And mum distracting to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And mum ran into the bush.
The
bush.
And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you. All I was thinking of.
Oh my God.
It's amazing. It's a bit like when we put James in delay. That's what it sounds like.
Can you play me the bit again? It's about 10 seconds in where they both go, Ran, he's got a gun.
It's amazing.
That needs to be turned into a dance track.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's a bit of Liam Neeson in there as well, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
I'll find you and I'll shoot you.
Yeah.
You're still playing and that, by the way, in the background. Ran, he's got a gun. And it's such a lovely accent, isn't it? It's not whiny in English.
No, it's good. Good Australian accent. Good accent.
Bran.
Bridget led, and then it flips over to Paula.
Right.
So, yeah, I think they take it in turns.
And he goes, Ran, he's got a gun.
And then that. Yeah, yeah. That's a Skrillex sample, as far as I'm concerned.
They say,
he's got a gun. Ran, he's got a gun. I'll leave that with you, Captain. Oh. Yeah, you can just make that.
It'll be my pleasure.
Yeah, for tomorrow.
Sure.
Okay.
I wonder what they'll do now, because they're going to be, I mean, they're already very famous. They could cash in on
apparently they're on Jimmy Kimmel's the other night.
Right, okay.
For the sake of Simon and Blackpool, just to be clear, those aren't the Funhouse twins.
No.
At the moment.
Yeah, no, do you not remember when you'd watch Funhouse and Pat Sharp would go, okay, what are the scores? And the twins would go, Ran, he's got a gun. And Pat would be like, no, just give us the scores. What's the red team got? What's the yellow team got? That's lovely. Anyway, I'm glad that everybody's okay.
Yes.
Ran, he's got a gun.
Radio X. Coming up, more knee-slappingly good entertainment from the return of the Chris Moyle Show to the Radio X airwaves.
That's it. Hello.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh. Dom versus Tom. Oh. Byrne versus Hardy.
Yeah.
We get the lowdown from Dom's chat with the UK's favorite hard man, Tom Hardy, shortly.
Hardy, ha ha.
Plus, we dig out a couple of back catalog classics to spin on the decks of Radio X, picked by the Chris Moyle Show team in the More Music Hour from 9. It's the morning after the Sunday before. In other words, it's Monday, kids. The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Und lieben Glauben Globen. That's what I just said right there.
Say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
8:16, it is Monday morning. It's the Chris Moyle Show at Radio X. Tom Hardy and Dominic Byrne together on this show in about 15 minutes' time.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So don't he? Hey!
Offspring, Pretty Fly for a White Guy, it's 8:19. I want to say, by the way, that we were watching, Tiff and I were watching Celebrity Big Brother, and then we went away last week on holidays.
Yeah.
Couldn't use a VPN in the hotel. Never had that before.
Oh.
The hotel Wi-Fi wouldn't let you use the VPN.
Why would that be?
I don't know. But luckily, the Leeds United game was on BeIN Sports.
So was on?
BeIN Sports.
Right.
I don't know how you pronounce it.
Not sure either.
It's like the UAE kind of version of Sky.
Yeah.
BeIN Sports. It's like B-E-I-N or something.
Oh, yes. That's it.
BeIN Sports.
I thought that was German. It looks a bit German, isn't it?
I don't know.
No.
I didn't bother Googling the history of the company.
No, you don't need to. You know,
who was invested in it back in the day.
Exactly.
BeIN Sports.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've caught up on Big Brother since we got back.
Right.
We got back on Saturday, and so the final was Friday night, so we managed to avoid that, apart from the fact that Tiff worked out who had finished fifth on Instagram. It popped up. So she then, before we watched the final, she went, oh, look at that. And I went, why would you show me that?
All right,
she goes, because I just saw it, so I know that Chesney was fifth. I went, no, so do I. Why would you do that?
Do you know who won yet?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
How did Chesney do in general?
Oh, he was brilliant.
Is he great?
He was great. He came across really well. He came across as Chesney Hawks. That's the guy that
he's
I know.
A nice man, isn't he?
It was a really, 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 really good series of Celebrity Big Brother. Almost everybody in there was great. And wow! But what a shocker! What a shocker!
Really?
Of who won.
Really?
I don't think anybody saw that coming.
I don't know who won.
Yes.
Do you know who won?
Spoilers, no.
David Tennant. He wasn't even in the show.
Well, that's David Tennant. He is so talented.
Jack P. Shepherd won it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, good. David Platt.
Yeah, from Coronation Street. Yeah. And he won. Mm. So congratulations to him.
Oh, well.
Massive Leeds United fan.
I saw his reaction where he goes, oh, wow. The second he announced his win.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's shocked. He's like, there was six of them in the final.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I might be fifth here.
Right.
So the sixth person goes, and then the fifth person goes, and he's like, wow, I'm going to be fourth. Wicked. Then the fourth person goes, and he goes, wow, I'm going to be third. This is amazing.
Oh.
And it was him, Danny, and Jojo.
Right.
Jojo goes third, and he goes, wow, I made it to second. Can't believe it. And Danny's going to win. And then he won, and he's like, what?
Wow, fair play to him.
And I'm going to be... He did nothing.
Didn't
he? He did nothing.
Oh, really?
So is it Corrie fans that...
Must be. Must be. He's a Leeds United fan as well, isn't he?
Oh, massive. Yeah. Oh, and do you know what? And they interviewed... I don't want to slag off the show that I've just said was brilliant, but honest, those two do my boxing. They really do. Oh, God. Oh, I don't know why they wind me up so much. And I'm like, they're going to say to him, by the way, Leeds United have been promoted. And he'll be like, whoa, amazing. No, I didn't even mention
it. Oh, they didn't do that?
No, I didn't even mention it.
Have I missed anything?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I have to forward through their stuff, and I'm sure they're lovely. But first of all, what's her name, the woman presenter of Big Brother?
AJ.
AJ do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Stunning, beautiful, stunning woman. And just like that all the time! That's her level. Welcome back to Celebrity Big Brother! What are you shouting at? You got a microphone. Well, what's been going on in the house?
Sounds very angry.
What's wrong with you?
I think she's class.
Calm down, dear. It's just a TV show.
Yeah.
And then he comes on. Okay, it's been a busy... I'm like, why are you all shouting? The TV's only there in front of me. I'm on the sofa. Mm. Relax, everybody.
Have you just got the volume up?
And then they don't bother... I don't know if they bother rehearsing or whether they rehearse everything to a T. And then just as he takes a breath to read the audio, she reads it. And you can just see him give her a little side eye. He's also going, oh, are you reading that then? All right, fair enough. I don't know why they don't bother turning up to rehearsal. Off you go, read away. It's your time to vote! Why are you shouting?
Blimey.
And then the interviews are a car crash.
Oh, really?
Please welcome Dominic Byrne! Hey! Oh. Dominic, hello. You finished third.
Yeah.
Did you know you were going to finish third when you went into the house?
No.
Because, you know, and then he goes to say something, and then she talks over him, then she stops, and he stops. Oh, God, it's like the blind leading the blind.
But good show, though.
The show's Big Brother's brilliant, but these two, I don't get it. And maybe it's because I'm old and I'm Mr. Davina or Dermot. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Not Brian Dowling, though. He can do one. Useless. But these two, and they look great and everything, and there's no, but it's just the ludicrous questions. Mm. Did you know you were going to finish third? No, of course I didn't know I was going to finish third, because that would be predicting the future. You soppy thing. What are you talking about? You seem to really enjoy yourself in there, did you? No, it was all an act for 3 weeks. Of course I did.
Yeah, you can only say yes or no to those
questions. Cancel the guest booking for AJ.
Like, oh, yeah.
Well, you know, no, she can still be on the show. She just doesn't need to come in. She can just talk from wherever she is, in Manchester or wherever. I don't even need to put a mic on her. Are you there, love? Yeah, I'm here! I can hear you! Apart from that, the show is great.
Yeah.
It's really
good. And well done, Jack.
What?
Oh.
I did actually say a couple of weeks ago, and by the way, well done to everybody. Everybody was doing, the finalists were all brilliant. Donna was brilliant, and Chesney was brilliant. Yeah. We're all brilliant. Danny was brilliant. Danny were brilliant! I said something on the air before I went away on holiday, and I started to say, and I said, I've worked something out about Big Brother, and once you notice it, you can't unnotice it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I won't say, I'll leave it for a few days.
Okay.
And I left it for the whole run. Did you watch any of Celebrity Big Brother?
Not really.
James, did you?
No.
No.
Dom, did you? Captain?
Only a few clips on TikTok.
Oh, man, honestly, it was a brilliant series. You should have watched it. But here's what I noticed. And then I went and tried to find out about it. And I think they did it last year as well. So, Big Brother is one voice.
Mm-hmm.
This is Big Brother where Dominic comes to the diary room.
Yeah.
But it's one voice all the time.
Mm-hmm.
8 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock at night, it's the same voice.
Right.
Now, either that guy has got the worst shift in the history of work. It's 24 hours a day for 3 weeks. Or they edit that voice. But it's the same voice all the time.
Yes.
And I finally had it confirmed when they didn't slightly edit him.
Really?
Oh, did they?
So there was like, there was a voice in one of the Big Brother. And if anyone works on the show, please tell me that I'm right. Such a nerd.
There was like a thing.
Dominic.
Hello.
When you enter the Big Brother house, I'm like, that's a different voice. That's a different voice.
So they've recorded him saying all the contestants' names.
No, I reckon they just got him in to do all of the stuff. I think he was probably there for some of it.
Yeah.
But then he can't, like, 8 o'clock in the morning,
well, it's like the speaking
2 o'clock in the morning, 4 in the afternoon, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's always the same voice.
Yeah.
And I really hope they've dubbed it in. Otherwise, that guy needs to be a part of a union.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because that's just not fair.
Workers' rights, come on.
I mean, I know Captain's put a shift in ever so often. He worked till 4 o'clock one day the other week.
Yeah.
But that's ludicrous.
It was hard going.
Yeah. Anyway, on that bombshell, these are the Killers. And Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
And Dominic Byrne together. You'll hear Dominic interview Tom Hardy in about 5 or 6 minutes. We took a walk tonight.